Let us go to Exodus, the 16th chapter, in verses 1 and 2, for our thoughts for the day. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto him, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth unto this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. And we see how that Israel on this occasion murmured when they really weren't even hungry yet. And yet they murmured because they could not see the way out. They could not see the source of supply. Rather than wait and say, Moses, would you go and pray and ask God how he's going to meet our need or what we should do about our need, they did not give their leader, Moses, this courtesy, much less God, their eternal captain and leader, who had already visibly in so many ways proven that, beloved, his power was sufficient to meet any need, to do any kind of miracle to get them to the place that he had appointed, namely Canaan's land. God had already done miracles in opening the Red Sea. He had done miracles before they ever got to the Red Sea, because he had manifested himself in Egypt in his great power. He had brought them out with a mighty hand, he says over and over in the Word of God. He had given them the supernatural cloud and fire to lead them day and night, or they would never ever been able to get out of the land of Egypt. He had done a miracle and he'd opened the Red Sea. He had done a miracle and he had given them many things already. He had given them the water, sweet water in place of bitter water, and so on. So here they are complaining because they're hungry. And they would rather have stayed in Egypt in their same spiritual condition, their same spiritual stature, than to suffer a little bit to go through the wilderness to get to Canaan's land, their special inheritance that had been given to them by God. They would rather have stayed on the pleasure side of the scales than have endured a little pain that they might grow bigger and greater in God and have greater experiences with God. And so, beloved, they complained because they were hungry. Now, hunger means a painful situation caused by want of food. Any strong or violent desire, an eager longing, a hunger, a desire for things like riches or anything else in the world. So there are two classes of hunger, outward hunger, physical hunger, and mental hungers, hunger of the soul and hunger of the spirit. So they complained on this occasion because they thought the worst again, that Moses had brought them out just to kill them, to destroy them. They thought that God had brought them out just to destroy them. And so they murmured over and over again. And it says in verse 7, And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. For that which the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, and say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And so the children of Israel came by, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And in verse 12, he says, And I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, speaking to them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that in the evening the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they wished not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat." And so, beloved, God again, in spite of their murmurs, provided and gave them bread to eat. He met their need. And how oftentimes have we experienced the same thing in our lives? Though we have murmured, and though we falsely accused, and though we have been unbelieving in our spirit and our attitude, how merciful God has been to go on and provide for His creation anyway. How many times we've murmured and thought, "Well, I just dread to see another day. Wish I could just sort of lay down and forget it all." And yet God in His mercy continued to give you life, continued to give you strength to earn bread, continued to give you an appetite to eat that bread. And so how merciful God was to provide for them in their hunger, although they complained before they had the bread, and then they complained after they had their bread, and they said, "There's nothing but this manna before our eyes." And you know, I've been in countries where that I've seen such a gross poverty and such suffering that it just breaks my heart to see the ingratitude in my own country. We're just so ungrateful in our country, beloved, both naturally and spiritually. Here we are in a land that's free. How would you like to be in a communistic country and not have the privilege to have your Bible open and eat of the bread of life? Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life. If anyone eat of me, he shall live forever." So what a privilege. We don't have to be thirsty. We don't have to be hungry in our country, either physically or spiritually, because we are a country of plenty, and I don't believe there's anyone that would not give someone else something to eat if they knew they were hungry. And so we need gratitude in our lives today because of God's great blessing upon us. Let us be grateful in the midst of such plenty, both naturally and both spiritually. And so God gave them the corn of heaven. He gave them a visible bread that represented the bread of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But you can see, beloved, when you have a murmuring spirit, if you murmur before, you're going to be murmuring after. So our problem is not whether we have or have not. Our problem is to deal then with the murmuring. And if we deal with the murmuring, then when God does bless us and give, we will be grateful. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for the bread of life, even the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us. And we thank You for the life that's in that bread. We thank You for the life that's in Your Word. Father, we pray today that You would move and sanctify and remove mumbling and grumbling and murmuring from our hearts, and place within us the gratitude, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we pray in His precious name. Amen.